I've been using HelloFresh for a while now. Let me tell you, if it was a staple in my kitchen before, it's a must-have nowadays. If you haven't yet, you've got to check out America's number one meal kit right now. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, when you go to HelloFresh.com/invest12 and use that code INVEST.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, congratulations. We just hit 500,000 subscribers on the channel this weekend.
Boom. 500,000. Thank you to all of you who are subscribers of the channel. Let me know in the chat if you're new here. 500,000 subscribers. Wow. Can you believe it?
Half a million.
So to the moon. We're going to a million next. So if you're new here, welcome. We do this show live every day at 9 a.m. Eastern time. This is our live show. And then, of course, we have other videos throughout the day, which we're studying the markets. We're looking at what's happening in the economy. We're helping you build wealth, passive income, all of those things. That's what this channel is all about. So this channel is devoted to helping you build wealth outside of this system. So Morning Invest starts right now. Welcome to Morning Invest. I am Clayton Morris. I'm a longtime real estate investor, and over the past few years, I've not only invested in real estate, but also cryptocurrency. And I've got a small portion of my portfolio in some of those blue chip stocks that aren't going anywhere. On this show, my goal is to help you become empowered with financial education, teaching you the things that you were not taught in school, teaching you how to build wealth by turning some of these short-term Dogecoin profits into long-term buy and hold real estate or long-term Bitcoin holds, whatever it is, the store of value. I want you to be navigating this system so you're not screwed over by these bureaucrats in Washington and these Wall Street elites that continue to walk all over us. So we are live right here at 9 a.m. Eastern time every day. So if you're new here in the chat, say, hey, I'm new. Good morning. And I would love to say hello to you and subscribe to the channel. So thank you, everyone who joins us. Let's check the markets here to start. David demanded it. He said, Clayton, can we please start with the markets? And you got it.
Please.
Actually, he didn't say that at all. But I will start with the markets because quite a bit of movement over the weekend and into today. You know, what's interesting, of course, is that Bitcoin never sleeps. Crypto never sleeps, right? Like, stock market has their ringing bell, you know, 9:30 a.m. Eastern time, the opening bell. Well, crypto continues, whether or not there's a market or not. So a lot happening over the weekend. You have some of these are the top 10, you know, these top 10 spots right now. Bitcoin firmly sitting atop, but doing, you know, up about 1.64%, still hovering around that 57-58 level, not moving much. But Ethereum breaking all-time highs today, breaking the 4,100. First of all, went over 4,000 this morning. I have alerts set for this, so my watch was blowing up this morning. So Ethereum breaking all-time highs up to 4,100. If you guys were watching my show 2 weeks ago and I told you that at 2,100, you should consider doing what I just did, which was buying into Ethereum, you would have doubled your money. You would have doubled your money. Now it's up to 4,100. And price targets have this thing 20,000 and higher. James Wang thinks it's hitting 40,000 this year. So Ethereum, burning and churning. Bitcoin, though, holding steady, just there, chilling out. And I think that's why you're seeing so many people moving into Ethereum right now, 4,100. Dogecoin, okay, dropped down about 40% decline after Elon Musk was on Saturday Night Live. So huge dive. How many of you took advantage of Doge this weekend? Dogecoin, I mean, again, plummeting, but for me, I saw it as an opportunity, so I jumped back into it as it hit 49 or 47, I think, roughly in that range is when I jumped back into it. Elon Musk this weekend, he appeared as financial expert Lloyd Ostertag. He had a little bow tie on Saturday Night Live. He described Dogecoin. He said basically that this was just a hustle. He did it. He was part of his weekend update. It was streamed. It was live streamed, this episode of SNL, in more than 100 countries. It had 5 million people tuning in to watch this. So when you think about when everyone's like, why is Elon Musk going to be on Saturday Night Live? Well, those people at SNL were pretty smart about inviting him, weren't they? Because 5 million people tuned in. So he makes fun of Dogecoin a little bit. He says, to the moon, it pumps, or it dumps down like 30%, 40%. Everyone dumps their Dogecoin, which I said was going to happen, that you needed to be careful. But then later on Sunday, they're admitting that now their now new SpaceX is going to launch the Doge 1 mission to the moon, completely funded by Dogecoin. So again, as that ramps up over the next year, by early 2022 is when they're going to launch, planning to launch this Doge rocket funded by Dogecoin, which is going to go to the moon. Do you not think that there's going to be a lot more buzz around this coin in the next few months? Of course there will be. So, you know, I'd be curious to see how Joaquina Moses says, I kept mine. Dean Thomas, let's see. Oh, your Imperial Majesty got in at 51. Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of people bought into this. Patrick Desmond says, I doubled and staked it at 6% on Ethereum to Ethereum 2.0, made about 700 on, I'm in total with Doge. Yeah. And it, yeah, it dropped down actually right before he was on SNL. But we knew this was going to happen. Like, why would you, you got to get, you dump your profits or get your profits and get out of there before SNL hits. David, did you buy any, by the way, this weekend?
I did not. I still have to figure out what platform I gotta use to buy stuff, because the only thing I had was Cash App. Oh, so yeah, Bitcoin is really all I can buy in there.
So we're gonna be adding some cool things here with Bybit, but you gotta go to Bybit is my platform of choice. If you go to morninginvest.com/coin, that's how you can sign up for Bybit, and you get $1,610 when you deposit, just for signing up and depositing in your Bybit account. I'm going to put together a whole tutorial on how to use Bybit. If you guys want me to, that'll be helpful for you guys, hopefully, to, you know, so you understand how that platform works. So I will help you with that. All right, let's talk about the big news this morning. Our top story, the country's largest gasoline pipeline is mostly out of commission this morning after the systems operator Colonial Pipeline got hit with a massive ransomware attack. So what in the world happened? Well, it happened a little bit like last week. On Thursday, the hackers basically reportedly stole nearly 100 gigabytes of data from Colonial Pipeline's computer systems. Then they locked up the deal. They locked up its computers, and they basically demanded that they pay a huge amount of money. Colonial then shut down the pipeline on Friday as a precaution. It's like, weird why we're not hearing more about this. Why haven't we not been hearing much about this all weekend? Basically, they're calling it a double extortion scheme, which has been a hallmark of this group called DarkSide, which experts consider like this prime suspect in this hack right now. So here's how it broke this morning. I mean, here's some of the news this morning. I want to play how CNBC was covering this. And listen to how the mystery as to why this thing was shut down. Who shut it down? They said they shut it down, but then they're making it sound as if the hackers shut it down.
DarkSide is the number one suspect. It can be tricky to do attribution here in cybersecurity, but that's who experts think is behind this. It's a relatively new group. They do ransomware as a service. That is, they offer the ransomware out to other criminal gangs, and the other criminal gangs do the actual attacks and then kick back money to the DarkSide group that launched this ransomware in the first place. So it's a sort of a criminal syndicate, if you think of it that way. And the folks over at Cyber Reason, a cybersecurity firm, have been doing some analysis of this bad guy group. They put out this report in April on DarkSide, and here's what they found. They're targeting mostly English-speaking countries, and they avoid former Soviet bloc nations, and that might give you a big clue as to who they are and where they're located. They have a code of conduct that they publish on the dark web that actually prohibits certain types of attacks on hospitals, nonprofits, and governments. They are known to be highly professional. The group has a help desk to facilitate negotiations. They also have a phone number you can call.
They have a help desk. They have a help. So this hack group has a help desk. Hi there. I believe we were just, I'm having trouble with my hack. Can you help me with my hack? They have a help desk. This is amazing.
To talk to an agent there if you need some help paying your ransom if you've been hacked. They claim...
Hi, I'd like to... Yeah, I'm calling. Can you press 1 to pay your ransom? Press 2 if you'd like to speak to a representative. Says, okay, I have to pay my $1 billion ransom. My whole system was hacked. Can I do this?
that they donate a portion of the stolen funds to charities here, although there's been some dispute and some of the charities have apparently refused to take this money because obviously it's coming from a criminal gang. They've also been threatening to hit NASDAQ-listed companies and threatening to release sensitive market-moving information on those companies before that information is public. So there's a whole range of different hostile activity being undertaken by this broad group known as DarkSide. It's not clear exactly who they are or exactly where they are, Joe, but the idea is that because they're protecting, so to speak, their own neighborhood, that is the former Soviet bloc countries, and targeting English-speaking countries, you do get a sense of maybe who's behind all this.
Yeah. Again, it's the Russians, right? That's what the mainstream media wants you to... It's the Russians, right? Maybe. But I like this question that Joe asks, like, who actually shut this thing down? Like, this is going to affect you dramatically. The amount of, you know, gas that's being pumped through this pipeline, like, this is a huge freaking deal. It's like if officials shut down I-95 and you had to take Route 1, I don't know if you've ever driven the East Coast, like, if you have to drive Route 1 on the East Coast, you have to hit traffic light after traffic light after traffic light after traffic light all the way from, like, Florida up to Maine. You'll get there in, like, 5 weeks, right? Or you could take I-95 and be there in a few hours. So the whole point of this is like the pipeline is the main source of diesel, gasoline, jet fuel for the East Coast. More than 100 million gallons of fuel a day from the Gulf Coast refineries up to major hubs all through Atlanta, North Carolina, New York City, all over the place. I mean, it's amazing. We covered this in the newsletter this morning, but you know, if you think about like what's about to happen, I'm seeing people post online like, you better go fill up your tanks right now. Get to the gas stations and fill up your tanks. Like, there's a panic about this already unfolding.
So now it's going to be like toilet paper.
Yeah. Exactly. I sensed what you were thinking. Your mind goes right to toilet paper. It's exactly what it's like. But the question is, like, who shut this thing down? And I think that that's the real question here. Listen.
Do they mention Dogecoin at all, Eamon? I mean, would they take Dogecoin or would they... You think they'd rather have a more established, maybe Ethereum or Bitcoin? Do you know?
I don't know if they have the risk appetite for Dogecoin, right? I mean, it's moving all over the place. You might not
want
to take
that. Would it be with crypto, though? You know, look, how do they want it?
They do ask for crypto. Usually, some of these bad guys groups will ask for Monero, which is a more anonymous type of crypto. But they do take all sorts of payments. But it's not like negotiating with the Somali pirates. Remember those guys where they would literally fly a helicopter over the area where the pirates were and just drop duffel bags full of cash down in order to get the hostages back? This is all digital, and it's all cryptocurrency, but it's the same basic principle.
Like that scene in The Big Lebowski. That's right. John could be. Yeah. Right. Go ahead.
But ask the question.
Over the bridge.
Who shut them down?
They'll be on motorbikes. Go ahead, Beth.
Come on, Becky.
Hey, Eamon, you mentioned they were targeting... Yeah. NASDAQ companies specifically. Why NASDAQ companies? What's the backstory?
All right. I thought I was going to ask the question. But the weird piece of this is like, who decided to shut down the pipeline? So, you know, a lot of the mainstream media is painting this like, well, the hackers shut down the pipeline. Well, Colonial is basically saying they shut down the pipeline. So gas prices up 4.2% today. And they haven't said when they're going to reopen. So who shut them down? They say they got it's simply because they got this information from this company. Like the actual hackers didn't shut down the pipeline. Colonial Pipeline shut themselves down. And now the federal government is stepping in. We now know that the U.S. government is stepping in to try to help this situation, obviously. And one of the companies that's responsible, I was digging into who got these contracts. So this morning we learned that this company, keep your eye on this company. This is a cybersecurity company, FireEye. They have now, look at they're up this morning. Why? Because they're going to be taking over to help with the cyber attack. So FireEye, BioNTech, FireEye, Freepoint, McMoran, and AMC. Well, but FireEye, it jumps in to help the cyber attack. So the U.S. government is going to be funneling a lot of money to FireEye to help them with this cyber attack. But the point of the matter is that Colonial Pipeline shut themselves down. They're the ones that turned the nozzle off. So what's happening here? I don't know, but maybe, you know, if you want a hot stock right now to invest in, maybe FireEye's the one to jump on with, you know, pre-market trading up 4% right now. This is thing's probably going to explode.
Is this their version of Blackwater?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Who do we call when we have the cyber? We call FireEye, bringing them in. And look at that, up 4%, just from that, you know, admission this morning, up already. But they're going to be in getting pumped, you know, with government contract to go fix this pipeline. But it is, it's frightening. So again, should we expect a big run on this, you know, gasoline? It's, we don't know how long this outage is going to last. And if they're demanding, apparently they have got like 100 gigabytes of data right now. So what do they have that they're trying to get money for? And it could be down like 5 to 6 days. It could lead to shortages, price increases. They did restore some minor parts of the system, but it has four main lines, and this is not shut down. But this is part of a pattern, folks, because in the past few weeks, while you've been focused on the price of Dogecoin, there's been a number of cyber criminals that were busy launching ransomware attacks on everything from the police department in Washington, D.C., to the Scripps Health System in San Diego. There's been a cyber attacks, ransoms paid in the U.S. increased more than three times. $310,000, according to the firmware Coveware, right now. Cybersecurity poses a major threat for the Biden administration as they're trying to figure out what to do with the national and the Homeland Security Department. They say it's one of the most significant priorities right now is defending against these ransomware things. And also they said, look, this is vital to helping our critical infrastructure like electric utilities, water districts to protect against these attacks.
You know, on a positive note, it might stop us from bombing the Middle East for a while. We might find a new boogeyman here.
Yeah. And hey, maybe this is the way to do it. Maybe this is their plan, which is to say, you know what, our infrastructure is being attacked. So we need to protect and build out our infrastructure. And maybe this is the way that the Biden administration pushes this thing through, right? Which is, hey, we're being attacked. Our infrastructure is under siege. We need to protect ourselves. You know, let's start rolling out some new infrastructure packages, and we need to protect ourselves against cybersecurity. So fuel prices up this morning. I'm curious, let me know in the chat, are you guys seeing fuel prices rising where you are? Let me know if you're already seeing, you know, what's going on in your neck of the woods. I'm curious. But yeah, I mean, if all the 45% of the East Coast is affected by this. We're also keeping our eye on inflation. When the government releases the consumer price index, we'll see that on Wednesday of this week. So we're going to see again the price of you know, the inflation price going. But right now, the price of things is just skyrocketing all over the place. Here is the front page of Drudge this morning: prices rising everywhere, consumers squeezed, more pain at the pump, prices rising everywhere. How much are you paying for gas out where you are?
My gas is like $3.30 something right now.
$3.30. Is that up from where you were?
Oh yeah. Yeah. We were at about high twos for a long time here. But yeah, I haven't checked today, but I'm sure it's probably going to be going up now. Luckily I just filled
sure
up.
It will. So. Yeah. Lumber. And luckily you're on the West Coast, so people not necessarily affected by this pipeline issue, but lumber prices, no matter where you are, skyrocketing. Copper, steel prices up all over. Price of corn, highest since 2012. Soybeans all the way through the block of cheese. Even a block of cheese. I didn't even know there was block of cheese futures. Like, do you want to invest in block of cheese futures? Everyone's getting ready for grilling season, so cheese futures are all the way up. You know, diaper prices have gone up. You know, and this is the stuff that hits Americans right in their wallet. I mean, this is the stuff, you know, diapers, cheese, corn, staples of the family, you know, dinner table, right? Except for diapers. Put those on the dinner table. Do that. But all of these prices going back up. Meanwhile, Congress is back today, and we're not being overly dramatic to say that this is a massive week. I mean, actually a huge couple of weeks. between now and Memorial Day, President Joe Biden and congressional leaders in both parties are going to scramble to deal with infrastructure, taxes, police reform, gun control. They're going to start that January 6th commission as well. The January 6th, the riot commission, that's going to be a part of this thing. The Capitol security, election reform, China, among other things. So all of this is hopefully going to happen, or they're going to tackle this before summer. And this Wednesday is going to be a huge day, because President Biden's going to meet with the big four, big party leadership at the White House. And this is the first big gathering right now of his presidency. It's also the first time as president that he's sat down with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy is, of course, buddy buddies with Trump, who twice voted against certifying Biden's Electoral College victory. So it should be fun. Like, I wonder if when you go there and you're the guy that, like, doesn't actually believe he's a legitimate president, like, do you just, like, how do you square that? I don't know. I don't know that I would want to invite somebody who routinely says that I don't deserve the job and I won unfairly. I don't know. I don't know how I'd handle that. I guess I'd be a good sport, but
keep your enemies even closer.
I think I'd play it. Yeah, I guess that's how I'd play it. McCarthy said repeatedly that Biden won't return his phone calls, so now he's going to come to the White House. But all of this is around this week jobs report that we saw last week. And this jobs report wasn't good. President Biden coming out saying this is proof that we need to spend more money, we need stimulus, and that's why there are a number of Washington watchers right now who are seeing President Biden leaning towards more stimulus, additional stimulus checks, and possibly even recurring stimulus checks. So we'll see if that comes out of these negotiations over the next few weeks. Here's President Biden on this weak jobs report and why, I'm actually surprised he didn't come out and say everything's rosy. For him, it's an opportunity to say we need to spend more money.
In the 3 months since I've been here, the economy has added 500,000 jobs per month. And this is progress. And it's a testament to our new strategy of growing this economy from the bottom up and the middle out. And it's a clear testament to why it's so needed.
So we need more. So this session is going to be focused in large part on the American Jobs Plan this week and the American Family Plan. These are the two stimulus packages. $4 trillion total for the infrastructure and the social welfare package. Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, they're absolutely against it. They don't want them raising taxes on the wealthy to pay for his infrastructure proposal, as well as they don't want this whole green piece in all of it. You know, we don't need anything for the environment. God knows, I guess we're doing fine on the environmental front, so we don't need that as part of this package. Senate Republicans led by Shelley Moore Capito have already crafted their own $568 billion plan, which would be paid for by user fees. Capito from West Virginia is going to lead this delegation of Senate Republicans that are going to be meeting with Biden later this week. And then more Senate Democrats are going to head to the White House as well to talk about the infrastructure plan. They are, of course, pushing to have additional stimulus checks. So how does this break out? Well, minimum wage increase is what Democrats are pushing for. An elimination of college student loan debt. An extension, of course, of the child tax credit beyond 2025. They want to make this permanent. So that would be $3,600 per family per year per child up to 6 years old, and then it would be $3,000 beyond that. And again, there's also a group of senators who are coming together to have regular recurring stimulus, call it universal basic income, through the end of the pandemic. And then there's others who say, forget the pandemic. Let's just put this in place permanently. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Do you wish that we would have some sort of recurring stimulus or a universal basic income? Drop me a comment below. Like, how transformative would that be for you? I would love to hear that. We're going to hear about some of this and this unemployment benefits in just a second. So I'm going to talk about unemployment. We're going to talk about the new jobs report. And we're going to look at some of the dialogue that's being floated around from Democrats here in just a second. So we'll get to that. But I want to tell you about our friends over at Indeed. So right now, if you're the hiring expert for your company and you are, what you really help is need, you know, is help making your short list of quality candidates. You need a hiring partner who helps make your life easier, and they need Indeed. That's right. So the Indeed is the job site that makes hiring as easy as 1, 2, 3. You post, screen, and interview all on Indeed. You get your quality shortlist of candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description faster. You only pay for the candidates that meet must-have qualifications. Schedule and complete video interviews in your Indeed dashboard. Indeed makes connecting with and hiring the right talent fast and easy. If you're hiring, you need Indeed. Did you hear that jet aircraft that just rocketed past me?
Yes, that was crazy.
I was like, oh, am I under attack? No. You can choose from more than 130 skills tests, then add your must-have requirements so only you pay for applications that meet them. So right now, get started right now with a free $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your post at Indeed.com/invest. Get a $75 credit at Indeed.com/invest. Indeed.com/invest. Offer valid through June 30th. Terms and conditions apply. Want to get a job as a jet fighter? You can do that too, I guess. The rocket taking off. Or maybe that was Elon Musk. Maybe that was Dogecoin taking off as well. I don't know. The Doge rocket was launching today. Well, this jobs report was anything but skyrocketing this week. I mean, it was the unemployment numbers overall, you know, not very good. It was not the jobs report that we were thinking economists had expected to get. It was way lower than expected. And you can see that there's a lot of people out there already kind of trying to spin this one way. And it was funny to watch this. It was funny to watch Laura Ingraham. Who, you know, if you ever want to know how the mainstream media lies to you, I want you to watch this edit. So come close to your screen now. I want you to watch how the mainstream media basically lies to you on a regular basis. Watch there's an edit in this video. And Larry Kudlow, of course, who used to be, you know, financial advisor to President Trump. He was one of his inner circle, who repeatedly said the economy's roaring back, you know, under Trump, you know, it's come roaring back. Well, he was on the Laura Ingraham show this weekend, and it was interesting to watch her slam him, but then there's an edit moment. There's something that goes on here, and I want you to pay attention and see if you can spot this moment and just exactly what was, like, hidden from this as he's, like, praising this report or talking about how this is a Trump economy. I don't know. Just pay attention. Watch this.
Unadjusted, we had 1 million. Unadjusted jobs actually went up 1 million. Look.
So he's admitting right now, he's saying that unadjusted, and what he's reflecting is the fact that this was, like, you know, this is when you're president of the United States, you have very little to do with jobs, let's be honest. And most presidents agree, very little to do with jobs. And so for him to be out there, like, slamming Biden when he was praising Trump and the job growth as an extension of the Trump years, of the Trump presidency, it wouldn't make any sense, right? So here he is. Let's re-rack this. See if you can spot this moment. See if you can spot the edit.
Unadjusted, we had 1 million. Unadjusted jobs actually went up 1 million. Look,
wait a second. I just want to get this. Larry Kudlow is coming on the Ingraham angle, spinning this historically bad jobs number. Is up down here? Like, this makes no sense to me, okay? This is one of the worst jobs numbers I've ever seen.
Look, let me make this point, though. We're still playing.
Did you spot it? Spot the edit? It's right there. You missed it. Watch.
Look, let me make this point, though.
Is up down here? Like, this makes no sense to me, okay? This is one of the worst jobs numbers I've ever seen.
Look, let me make this point, though. We're still playing under Trump rules because Biden's agenda of tax and spend and smother the economy has not yet really kicked in. He hasn't passed it yet. So we're still playing Trump.
See, so we're going to slam Biden for the dismal jobs. Biden's dismal jobs report shocks media.
That felt like
we're just going to edit out the part.
A stand up. Or a stand-in or whatever, where you reshoot something.
Yeah, it's like, what was edited out of this? Clearly.
Is there a war over there?
Yeah, there's like, It's like a missile. It's like a missile test going on or something. I don't know what's happening. Maybe it's the hacking group that's coming for me. Yeah. I don't know. Calling attention to it. I don't know what's going on here. Jet aircraft. I think they're doing like all kinds of different exercises. Yeah, near the military base. I don't know. But you heard this weekend a number of Republicans coming out saying, look, you know, the reason people aren't going back to work is because we're just giving them too much money. You are just getting too much money in the form of unemployment benefits. So the governor, the governor of South Carolina has come out and said, look, we are going to end this program because we want to get people back to work. And by giving them unemployment benefits right now, that's keeping them home. We need them to get back to the crappy jobs at McDonald's and other places. And this is the reason why the economy is slowed down, is because these people are not going back to work because they have unemployment benefits. And we've debunked this now on the show a couple of times. So anyone who uses that talking point is wrong, and they know they're wrong. I think they just continue to say this. Even Pat Toomey this morning, Pennsylvania senator, was on, and CNBC set it up for them perfectly. You know, they said, you know, I don't know, like all these reports about people, you know, who are staying home. The nursery school teacher is making only $15 an hour, $14 an hour. And the fast food worker, they're staying home because they're getting these unemployment benefits. What do you say, Senator? And he's like, yeah, you know, anytime, I've always said it, anytime we're giving people money to stay home more than what they're making, they're not going to want to work. Well, we now have debunked that with multiple studies, that it's not that. It's the poor working conditions at those companies. And so, again, here's what James Clyburn had to say about that. He was sort of furious about it. He was on with Jake Tapper this weekend. And he said, look, I've heard this a million times. I've heard this over and over again. It wasn't true before, and it's not true now. Here's James Clyburn on his South Carolina governor who's going to end this program.
Angela, but you know, listening to the governor's statement the other day, it bothered me a little bit. In South Carolina, where we have such a sort of, let's just say, female-dominated workforce. And if you look at that jobs report, yes, it was disappointing, but it was more disappointing among women because they are basically the caregivers, unfortunately. They are populated in the world of work that is slow coming back. The teachers, there are child care workers and all of that. We have to be very careful. I was disappointed to see the governor say that because I'll tell you, we may be talking about the big lie as it relates to the election, but very close to that is this notion that people don't want to work. I have not met any of those people who don't want to work. I have met a lot of people who are staying off from work because they cannot find child care for their children. And you've got the Republican Party not wanting to make that a part of infrastructure that is a critical part of infrastructure. So I think that this notion that people are not going to work because they'd rather stay at home, they'll make more money if they are joined unemployment. I've been hearing that all of my life. It has never been true. It's not true now. And I don't think it ever will be true.
Never true, and it'll never be true. Lisa Pettit, thank you for your super chat, says, I'm laid off now due to semiconductor shortages. Do not have to return to work date yet. Extra unemployment is saving me. Yeah. Not surprising. You know, ABF, thank you for your super chat, says, this is the best morning show in America. Thank you. That just made my day. Thank you for that. Very kind of you. But yeah, I, you know, this it's a total canard. That's the word of the day, canard. That, you know, when you have women who, you know, if you have a single mom who literally has to, we've saw, many of you have written me here on the show to say, look, I literally had to leave my job because I had my son or daughter is now home from school and I can't afford childcare. So I am the childcare. I'm the mom. I'm here. I'm a single mom. What am I to do? I had to leave my job. Or I was laid off. So you were collecting unemployment during a duration, and now maybe this job, which wasn't paying very much to begin with, is asking you to come back, but you have no choice because the child is still home, and you haven't been able to return, and you have no child care. And again, so this idea that child care as an infrastructure, as a making sure that we have, you know, childcare, daycare, and and nursery school available for children across the United States is infrastructure. I don't know how you can say it's not. Isn't education infrastructure? Schools, aren't they the backbone? So we're just going to be talking about bridges, right? That's all we're going to talk about is just bridges. Let me know in the chat. Can't click on Kathleen Rose's here. I don't know if my screen is too small. I don't know if you're able to put it up on the screen.
Which one is it?
Kathleen Rose. I can't click on it for some reason because my screen. Any word on the unemployment refunds for people who already filed taxes? Thank you for being all amazing. Unemployment insurance refunds. Yeah, they're supposed to be starting. And they're supposed to be starting in May. That's what we heard from the IRS. So they should be already kicking into gear. We're already getting plus up information on the stimulus. So you're going to continue to get that from the IRS, those plus up payments. Again, so those should start to be coming. I don't know exactly in what order. We did hear that single filers were going to get first. Because when you have a family and you have other, those returns are more complicated. So I think the single filers are going to be are kicking in first. So thank you for that super chat and that question. So, well, if you're sick of Dogecoin, you better get used to it because Doge has gained, 96% in the last 7 days. And then according to a certain bullish celebrity investor, it might be here to stay. Mark Cuban is pegging Doge at $1. And he says it's going to set up shop there for the foreseeable future, $1 and up. He believes that, Dogecoin price predictions that it's going to continue. Cuban's love of Doge has been growing since early 2021, when he told everyone that he bought a bunch for his son to teach him about crypto. And then now his NBA team, the Dallas Mavericks, accepting Dogecoin and other cryptos for tickets and merchandise. Now we're seeing Elon Musk this weekend mentioning that the Doge 1 rocket is going to be going to the moon. It's going to be fully funded by Dogecoin. So if you took a bath on Doge over the weekend and you lost a lot of money, get ready for this thing to head back up. I bought in right around here, right around 47 or so when it plummeted. But again, basically at the Ethereal Virtual Summit, Cuban made another price prediction saying that it's destined for $1. Not only that, he says, but it will stabilize at the dollar mark. And he says he's seen this coin on the Mavericks e-commerce platform. He says that Doge has an ease of use that makes it a perfect stable coin. And he said it's becoming more of a utility in terms of currency, noting that the high costs of Bitcoin right now, if you look at Bitcoin prices and you want to get into Bitcoin, 57,000. Ethereum this morning at all-time highs, 4,100. And he says because of those high costs, it makes a mess of their utility to actually use it as a stable coin. But he says $1 price predictions line up with other bullish assumptions on it, like coin. Well, he doesn't say this. I'm sorry. His predictions line up with other ones, including Coinopedia. They suggest that Dogecoin prices could reach $1 as early as this year. They predict, let's see another one, Digital Coin Price. I was going through a couple of these this morning. Digital Coin Price says their prediction is 90 cents for Dogecoin by the end of 2021. But they believe it's going to break the $1 mark in 2022. And the Economy Forecast Agency, another one, thinks that it will fly beyond the dollar in 2021, ultimately passing $2 in 2021. So Doge right now has been undergoing some correction since its price surge, you could say, earlier this week. And then it dropped, of course, right before Saturday Night Live and when Elon Musk got on there. But look, I think it's pretty impressive to see where this thing is going. It's interesting to see if it can have more of a utility. Right now, it's a lot of people saying, well, what is it? What kind of infrastructure does it have? I don't know. But look at this, when it's already number four. For market cap, number four on the list behind Binance Coin, which has a massive infrastructure, and it's ahead of Cardano at this stage. Again, another massive infrastructure. And XRP, which is going to explode, I believe, if it wins that court battle. And could skyrocket as a result. Kristen Swenson, thank you so much for your super chat. Just sent a $100 super chat. You are pure love, Kristen. Sending love to all. We need love right now. So nice.
She is awesome.
Yes. Pure love and light is that Kristen Swenson. Thank you so much for that. TJ says, I see Doge hitting a dollar in a few months. Yeah. Yvonne McCourt says, on SSI, you can work, but only 20 hours or less, I believe. Yeah, a lot of people. Adam Loma says, I'm buying more Ethereum every payday through the summer. Well, look, you know, again, when you think about what is the future of currency, when you think about a store of value, and you see that the United States government is continuing to print money, and when you hear that what the president wants to do, and you know that through the reconciliation process, they're going to probably be passing an additional $4 trillion. God, I don't want to be cynical, but where is that money coming from? We're at $28 trillion in debt? Like, where? What's happening? People are being crushed right now. And the price of things is skyrocketing. How are we going to pay for all of this? Where are we going to get the money to pay for all of the rising, more pain at the pump? Gas prices skyrocketing. Consumers squeezed all over the place. Fresh fruit to freezers. Everything skyrocketing. You want to buy, you know, need to buy a new freezer, a dishwasher, lawn and garden products. Everything. Fruit, bananas, David's tacos. Heck, Cheez-Its. Cheez-Its, which are my favorite. Cheez-Its. Kellogg, exploding in prices. Pringles. I love Cheez-Its and Pringles. Although it was revealed that there's not really any real cheese in it, right? I think they say that there is. I don't know that there is.
Yeah, there's probably not. Probably not much cheese.
I don't think there is, but I'd like it. Foil. Disposable cups. Foil. You know, everything. So where do you put your money? I mean, where do you put your money that's a hedge against this crazy inflation right now? Real estate. Cryptocurrency. When you see I encourage all of you, if you haven't already watched my full interview with Michael Saylor, I'll link it up here and we'll make sure that it's in the description below. So click that. Watch my full interview with Michael Saylor, Bitcoin billionaire who invested, you know, bought $2.5 billion in Bitcoin. He's the one that encouraged Elon Musk to move Tesla's money from US dollars into Bitcoin. And then when he did that, of course, he made millions as a result of transferring that currency. So where do you want your store of value? You want it in US dollars? You think you'd be crazy? I'm going to tell you about three alternative coins right now in just a moment where people can, you know, you can turn a massive amount of money. You can create a massive amount of profit in a short amount of time by making sure that you have some store of value in some of these coins. And I'm going to show you those in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about our friends at HelloFresh. You can get 12 free meals right now. That's right. 12 free meals just for trying out HelloFresh. HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your front door. Skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. So what I love is you can get meals created in like under 20 minutes or less. Lightning prep recipes, quick breakfasts and lunches, perfect for your busy schedule. They have 25 different types of recipes to choose from each week, from vegetarian to craft burgers and extra special gourmet options. There's something for everyone. with all the recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity. And guess what? What I love about it too is it's 25% cheaper than going to the grocery store. And we were just talking about the prices of things across the United States skyrocketing, right? 28% cheaper to use HelloFresh than the money you'd spend at the grocery store. That's right. Your local grocery store, you can get 20% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than going to a restaurant right now without sacrificing the quality. So go to HelloFresh.com/invest12. That's HelloFresh.com/invest12 to get 12 free meals, including free shipping. Again, that's HelloFresh.com/invest12 and use that code invest12 to get 12 free meals delivered right to your door. Fantastic. Someone asked earlier, I saw in the chat, I don't know if it was a super chat or not, but someone was asking, Heat Looney says, ADA is one of the best investments. I love the fundamentals. The test net of smart contracts is coming soon and might spike up the price even more. Yeah. Again, when you look at the way that we're going to be paying for things and the smart contract system, is only going to increase. It's only getting better. And now if, you know, ADA, you know, we got two different kind of competing, right? We've got Cardano and we've got Ethereum doing different things. And each, you know, seeing their, look at this, Ethereum up 4,100 today. But someone's asking earlier, I think in the super chat, let me see if I can see it here. Where do we,
you're looking for a super chat?
I've got, someone's asking about Webull versus, like Bybit, like I said, they've got both of them. You know, I use Webull for stocks. Okay, actual stocks, like on the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones. That's what I use Webull for. They're not really a crypto platform. They're not set up for that. While you can get, you know, derivatives of, you can do it. I mean, you're not actually owning a coin. So the way that they work is a little bit different. And Bybit is fully an exchange. And I love their customer service at Bybit. They really have excellent customer service. They take care of their users. So as far as like crypto platform, that's the one that I use is Bybit. And you get $1,600 for signing up. But heck, also sign up for Webull because you get two free stocks when you sign up. So you they're two different platforms, in my opinion.
We also got a $50 super chat from Nikki Jones. Thanks for a great show as always. Thank you so much, Nikki.
Thank you. Yeah, really appreciate that. By the way, we have a daily newsletter. Every day we publish our newsletter. If you just go to morninginvest.com, sign up. It's totally free, delivered right to your inbox. You can learn something new every morning. One of my friends, he's like, I finally signed up. And I saw him this weekend. We had a little party for my daughter. And he said, I finally signed up. He's like, I love it. He's like, in like 5 minutes, I can get the news and... he's like, I don't have a ton of time to read, but I get like a bunch of little great stories. I learn about the day. I learn about what's going on. And, it's great. I can have my coffee in the morning and you get it delivered to your inbox between 6 and 7 a.m. Eastern. And it's free. So go to morninginvest.com, put in your email address, and you'll be added to our list.
And those of you saying,
keep doing what we're doing here.
Those of you saying that you are having trouble signing up for Bybit, you have to be on a VPN and you have to choose another country other than the United States, just so you know, because you cannot sign up for Bybit in the U.S. So we have IP Jesse Vanish DeVere. Right here.
Right.
Go to that site, IPvanish.com/morninginvest, and you can get our VPN here.
Or, you know, you can use, let me see, where's my... I mean, this is what I use, ExpressVPN. I use IPVanish. I use both of them. Depends on the computer I'm on. But it's very simple to do. Like, when you sign up for a VPN, like, this is a VPN, right? Just, you just select the location, okay? And like, okay, I want to be in the UK. Great. Connect. Now I'm in East London, right? That's how that works. Super simple. Okay. Oh yeah, this was our, and thanks to all of our new subscribers. So we just passed 500,000 subscribers here on the channel. So thank you so much for subscribing to the channel. Really appreciate it. But you need to be on a VPN, a virtual private network, and then log into like the UK or some other place, and then you can access Bybit. And that's how a lot of the big exchanges do. I mean, Binance is the same way. KuCoin the same way, I think. It depends on what state you're in as well. So US has just some restrictions on that stuff, unfortunately. Unfortunately. Patrick Desmond, Super Chat, thank you, says, should I sell any Ethereum? I made about $2,000. I made a lot. Well, I can't tell you, Patrick, you know, how to... what you should do with your money. But I will say that, you know, it depends on your risk tolerance. I believe, you know, you've got Bitcoin to me is one of those ones you hold forever, right? Watch my interview with Michael Saylor on that. You know, Ethereum has more volatility. We're in a really volatile market right now, you know? So if you want to scrape some profits out, you know, that's what I've done with Ethereum. I've sold out of Ethereum. I've taken profits and I reinvested. So you could take 50% of your profits out, which would cover your, you know, the amount you put in, make your money back and then reinvest it. That's, you know, that's what I do. So I can't tell you one way to the other what to do, but that's, you know, make some money, you know, don't be afraid to take profits. My screen is super small here, so if you could help me on these super chats.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got Ron Fitz and Mythe Velez, new members, Leading Lady 219, welcome. And then Paul M., Aaron Nola should donate his salary to the economy.
Aaron Nola to the economy.
Amy Perkins, yeah, can you look at CleanSpark BC mining 95% renewable?
CleanSpark. I've heard of CleanSpark. CleanSpark. Yeah, I'll look into that.
Kim I, where can I move 401k from previous employer to so I don't lose if market crashes?
Well, I would consider moving that, you know, for me personally, a 401k, I think is a terrible investment. I think all of the hidden fees that are in there, unless you're getting a company match, which is rare. And even then you're only getting it when you're vested. And even then it's only mostly company stock anyway, but anyway, don't get me started. But to move it out of a 401k, move it into perhaps a self-directed IRA, a self-directed IRA, or even, you know, real estate. That's what we work with a lot of clients at our real estate company at Morris Invest that move their money out of a 401k into real estate. So if you want to come over to our team, we can help you with that. Just go to morrisinvest.com. Let's see if I pull up our website here. I should have this saved as a macro, shouldn't I?
Yeah, I probably should put it on here too. I used to have the...
Yeah. I had a lot of people, actually some people write me this weekend about that. They're like, I want to get out of this crazy and into something stable. And I said, yeah.
Don't you have a little opt-in thing? Like a, yeah, this mini little course, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, we have our boot camp,
you know, yeah.
morrisinvest.com/bootcamp. That can walk you through that. But here's our website. Just come over to see it up here, morrisinvest.com, M-O-R-R-I-S, invest.com, and book a free call with our team. And what we'll do is we can set up a self-directed IRA for you in like no time. And then that lets you invest in anything, not tied to the government, you know, and not tied to Wall Street. So just you click on the book a free call button. And we'll help you. So if you want to invest in real estate, like we build brand new construction rental properties. in the best markets. And so these would be cash flowing from day one. So you can use your self-directed IRA to buy a piece of rental property. So you own the house inside of your self-directed IRA, and all of the cash flow from the tenants and the property would go into your self-directed IRA tax-free. Tax-free. So these are some of our properties that we built last year, our new construction duplexes and so forth, but it's all cash, you know, it's all tax-free because it's in a self-directed. So we help a lot of people move their 401ks over. So yeah, check us out and get a brand new property. Plus, it's a hedge against inflation. It's a tax shelter. And you pretty much get that entire down payment back on your taxes because you're depreciating it. And so we'll help you with that. So yeah, book a call with our team. Hope that helps.
Robert Lopez, I am a truck driver. I love the show so much. I watch all the time when I drive for hours, and I'm pulling 30,000 pounds of HelloFresh food right now.
Whoa. How funny is that?
That's awesome. Heat Looney One ADA is one of my best investments, and love the fundamentals. The test net of smart contracts is coming soon and might spike up the price more. Mm-hmm. James Rue, why is no one talking about the temp agencies that pay low wages to place people in jobs so corporations don't have to pay benefits?
Yeah, I think you're right. Certainly more needs to be placed, talked about that. All of these temp agencies, well, it's not even the temp agency's fault. It's the companies that are like, you know what, we can get around having to pay you any kind of benefits. We pay, you know, and so instead of having long-term employment, we'll just get these small, you know, get these people in here, crank them out. It's much better for these companies to deal with that than it is to actually have to hire long-term employees. That's, yeah. And then you want to get to the next level. I mean, we talk about unionizing. That's, again, what I'm talking about. It's like, what if you had unions in place that would protect these employees? You know, and so you wouldn't have this. It would undermine these, you know, temp agencies that just make their money off that.
Kevin Snyder in chat says, I haul HelloFresh as well. Awesome.
Wow.
Jessa DeVere, thanks for answering Bybit versus Webull. That was exactly what I needed to know. Heart. And then we've got Patrick, who you already answered. And then Amy Perkins with the, can you look at CleanSpark again? BC Mining 95%. I don't know if you meant to send that twice, Amy, but thank you for the $2 super chats. And that's all the super chats.
Thank you so much for your super chats. Yeah, thank you everyone for joining us today. Again, check out Bybit. That's our, they're giving away $1,610. And you need to use a VPN for it. But it's my go-to exchange. And what we're going to do on Bybit, I'm really excited about this. So many of you asked, are like, how? I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with a $1,000 Bybit wallet. Okay. I'm going to deposit, we'll put $1,000 in. Now, it doesn't matter. You could start with $100. Okay. So open your Bybit account today, totally free, be up and running in a few minutes. Get your $1,610 from your deposits, whatever you ended depositing. It's scaled up from, you know, put in $150 or whatever you scale up. I'm going to start fresh with a brand new crypto portfolio on Bybit. And I'm going to show you how to build wealth off of a small amount of money, just being smart with trades. So you got to follow our Telegram channel, and you're going to see stuff that I'm buying, trades that I'm making. You know, you will make money. You're going to lose. You're going to make money. You're going to swing money. You know, you're going to lose money. You're going to have swings in crypto. But if you're smart and you start to understand these charts and you understand how to track this stuff and you're really, you know, you spend the time reading and learning, you can make a lot of money. And as we see it as a store of value against the US dollar. And then we want to be able to turn these small term gains into larger term buy and holds like real estate that are producing cash flow for us. To me, it's the ultimate that, and I think, you know, right now looking at Bitcoin as the ultimate stores of wealth to protect us against this runaway inflation. So make sure you're subscribed to the channel. Please subscribe to the channel right here. And then make sure you turn on that little bell notification. I'm going to have a video in a few hours on something really important, specifically around inflation and what I see happening in the economy. I'm working on that right now, so I'm putting a lot of work into that. And pay attention when we send that. It should be coming out around noon Eastern time or so today. So check out that video as well. I'll be publishing that a little bit later. So anything else? Anybody have any other questions? What is a Telegram channel? Telegram, how would you describe Telegram?
How would I describe Telegram? I don't even know. I've never used it, honestly. I've heard people talk about like another chat app kind of thing, like Facebook Messenger and stuff, but I don't know. I know I hear a lot of people talking about it and how secure it is and everything, but that's about it.
Yeah. It's basically like a WhatsApp. I just like it more than WhatsApp, to be honest with you. Here's an example. Here's Telegram. Let me show you my Telegram. So I posted this morning. See the Morning Invest channel here? If you were a subscriber to the Morning Invest channel on Telegram, you would have gotten this alert. And I showed you this. I showed you Atom BTC, how it's just broken out. I posted this one, how I just bought the breakout of this line, TWT USDT. Here's some other news I posted. Keep your eye on Polkadex. If you subscribe to our Telegram channel, just morninginvest.com/Telegram, you'll get this, you know? So like 96 people saw this today. So if 96 people saw that, they could have like taken action on this if they wanted to and studied the chart and decide if they want to also invest.
Totally. I found two.
That's what Telegram is.
I found two missing super chats as well.
Okay, good.
Ms. Mary, good morning, Clayton. I'm a beginner in investing. I'm currently with Robinhood and want to switch to Webull. Do I buy or sell to switch? Help.
No, you can transfer. You don't have to sell. You can transfer your portfolio over to Webull. And Webull makes it easy to do that. So if you go to morninginvest.com/Webull, you'll also get two free stocks. And by the way, if you transfer your portfolio over to them, I think they give you extra bonuses too. Try that. Go to morninginvest.com/Webull to get your two free stocks valued up to $1,800. And then they'll also give you, I think, some bonuses for transferring your portfolio over. So there's a transfer button in there somewhere in the dashboard.
Steve Walker, I lost a lot of money in Dogecoin because Binance never initiated any of my stop loss had in place. Also tried to sell it. And it still did not go through.
Oh, boy. So that's the problem with when you see, that's why you've got to set stop losses. Make sure that there's space between your stop losses. That happened to me. That happened to me with, is it Doge? It might have been with Doge. When you have like that kind of a sell-off, that kind of volatility on a big coin like Doge, where everyone's talking about it, you want to be very careful and you want to set. So let's hear is Doge. Like what I want to, let me give you an example. This is the way that my mentor sort of taught me on this, which is, let's pull up TradingView here. Sorry. So let's just see. Let's go to Doge. Sorry, I'm going to pull this up so you can see here. Okay. So here's Doge. This is a 4-hour chart. Okay. So just like, see these lines here, I've set alerts to sell it when it hits certain levels. 75 cents, 66 cents, 61 cents, take 25% profits, 25% profits, etc. So just the same thing, I'm setting them going up, I want to set them going down. So when you're setting stop losses, you need to give yourself some space between the stop and the limit. Because if this thing drops like an anchor, it's going to go right past. Like it's going to happen so fast that there's not going to be anybody in the order book who's going to want to buy your position. It's going to happen so fast that it's flying down. And you want to set spaces and set multiples. So one of my mentors taught me, you know, you set multiple stop losses down. As I've talked to you, I've mentioned that multiple times here on the show. You want to set multiple stop losses down in case it plummets. And folks, we knew it was going to plummet on Saturday. I mean, I warned everyone about this last week. You know, please, what I was doing was taking my profits and getting out on Friday before this craziness on Saturday. So you're kind of playing with fire like that. But the good news is that it's going to bounce back. I mean, that's what I think is going to happen. I think Mark Cuban thinks that. I think Doge, when it's the fourth market cap, is not going anywhere. So this thing will bounce back. But be sure to take your profits as it bounces back, okay? Scrape your profits out.
Steve Walker didn't go over my super chat. I just went over it, so hopefully that helped. Tony Joslin, best way to stake Ethereum?
You can do that in Coinbase. You can do that anywhere. Let me see. You think you can do it in Bybit. When you stake your coins, you're basically saying, hey, I'm going to put it here, plant this flag. I'm going to take interest rates. I'm going to take a nice interest on it, 10% interest return on staking this. And I think, look, that's a great way to build passive income with these coins. I have a video that I'm working on right now about passive income with crypto, and staking is at the heart of that. And I'll show you a few of them that I think yield the highest returns. And I think that's a great way to make passive income. Like, if you don't want to deal with like the ups and downs in day to day, staking your coins makes it, you know, you've got your money tied to it for quite a while now. Like, you're basically saying, hey, hold it over here like a bank would to get an interest rate return, but you're going to get way higher than a bank. And you just sit in it right now and you just wait. You wait it out. You can do that on a number of these different platforms. Just depends on which one you're using and where you're comfortable.
Aaliyah Goodman, how much is VPN after the first month?
It depends. I think with IP Vanish, it's like $3 a month, $3.79 a month or something. You can pay for the year, or I think with Express, and then with Express VPN, let me see what Express VPN is. I use both, but let's see what their pricing is. Prices on here.
And that while you're doing that, Dave F is a new member. Welcome. And James Rue is wondering when we're going to start videos for Investing 101 for computer dummies.
I'm working on it. I spent some of the weekend mapping out an outline to start building some of those videos. So, yeah, I'm actually going to do a tutorial on Bybit as well to help everyone. So I've got a couple of those things in the pipeline. So, yeah. My wife is away. We sent her away for Mother's Day. Not to like an asylum or anything like that, but could have been, you know, after dealing with the kids through quarantine. But this was like, hey, we had nice breakfast, nice lunch, opened some presents, and then spent 2 days like going to like a spa getaway, basically, just to be away from the kids, be away from the husband, just relax, sleep in. Once I have some extra time, maybe later this week, can I start to focus on building that out a little bit.
Gary Hill, profits made from selling crypto passive income?
If you're staked and it's treated as interest. So again, if you sell a crypto, that is a taxable event. So if you sell if you're selling off a property, it's treated just like property, a real estate or a stock. So, again, watch that Michael Saylor interview that I did. It was a really powerful interview. And I think, like I said, I think it's one of the best interviews that I've ever done, because we really got, philosophical, but I learned so much from it. And he is just a brilliant, brilliant man. And what he talks about, like, why would you ever sell Bitcoin? Like, he couldn't wrap his head around it. It's like, why would you ever sell Bitcoin for a lesser asset? He's like, you hold it forever as a store of value. And check out that interview with Michael Saylor. We'll have it linked in the show notes, but also it's right here on the channel if you want to watch. I called it the ultimate interview. It was like an hour long, he's a brilliant man. So check out VPN, Express VPN, or IP Vanish. I think IP Vanish is, I think it's the cheapest, isn't it? I think I think so. Is like
from what I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. So just go to morninginvest.com/ is it what do we have it set as?
IPvanish.com/ morninginvest.
Gotcha.
Right there.
Yeah. And you get 65% off. So they are not sponsoring the show today. So they have in the past, and for full transparency, they have sponsored our show in the past. So they are not a sponsor today, but I believe in them, and they're really cheap. So check them out. IPvanish.com/morninginvest. All right, everyone. Thanks for a great show. Thank you for all of your great feedback, all of your super chats, all of your great questions. I hope we brought you some value here today. If we have, how many people? We have like 5,000 people watching right now. Can you guys smash that like button? You know what's cool about smashing the like button? I don't know if you know this. When you smash the like button, it actually turns blue. Super cool.
Smash it.
So if you like blue, smash it. No? It's really cool. Smash. Smash it. Smash it. All right, everyone. I will do a tutorial. I'll do a live class as well. No, Angelia says, does Webull keep your $100 when you sign up? No. That's just a deposit. That's your money. So it just activates the account, basically.
Darnell Hibbler, MoonPay is garbage. Dogecoin is garbage. Is everything garbage, Darnell?
Darnell, do you think, yeah. A lot of people made a lot of money in Doge, but a lot of people got screwed this weekend. Doggy, Doge doggy. All right. Much love to all of you. Have a great, great rest of your day. And be sure to hit that bell notification so you'll see when we have that video today at noontime. And we'll see you back here once again a little bit later. Grover, quiet.